good afternoon, Grand Rising. Hope you are well wherever you may be. Good evening, good day to you around the world. Greetings, greetings from South Carolina, USA, from America, child. Feeling good in the neighborhood. I'm out here in the backyard. It's a toasty 92 degrees Fahrenheit today. Sunny, but I do feel some rain droplets even though it's sunny. And got some cumulus clouds out here, and just came out here to dry my hair because my hair is wet, and locks, or dreadlocks as they are known. Locks take a long time to dry, like mine. Well, mine aren't like totally like compacted. Like, for those that know anything about locks, they're not compacted tight, so they're not heavy when they're wet. My hair is very curly, and some of it's straight, so my hair is very lightweight even when it's wet. I don't know how that's going to change as my locks get longer. Right now, they're almost what women would call bra strap length in the back. And so I got about maybe 2 more inches, maybe an inch and a half before I'll be at that length in the back. But then I got the, you know, my hair falls in a V. It lays in a V because I have my hair cut in a mohawk and shaved down on both sides. So my hair falls in a V in the back, and so I just came out here to catch some rays, do some grounding, enjoy nature, watch the birds, and let my hair dry. Burn some sage, burn some candles. Always have some citronella candles because the mosquitoes are off the chain back here sometimes. They're not terrible, but they can be noticeable as the afternoon goes on. So I wanted to come on and share an experience with you all that I had last night, which was really it was pretty intense. And I also have some channeled messages for some other people that may be included in this. These people are anonymous, but when they hear it, they know who they are, and or they will know that I'm speaking to them. And it's because they listen, and I know they listen. And I just noticed a dragonfly just landed. Have a little heap of dry brush back here that I've been kind of like waiting for it to dry out, and I've been waiting on enough days to go by without rain for it to be set on fire. And that's where the dragonfly landed, on the dry heap. So I don't know what that's about, but obviously some things have been chopped down, some people have been chopped down, thrown in a pile, and they are awaiting the bonfire, and the dragonflies on top of that on the tallest branch, because dragonflies are symbolic of rebirth and transformation. They are also born out of water, so out of fire comes transformation. And I've watched these mythological and fantasy movies like The Lord of the Rings, where Gandalf said that he fought the Balrog, which was a demon, on the highest peak and in the lowest depths, and he passed through water and fire. And that just came back up in my spirit for a moment. I'm probably going to go back and watch The Lord of the Rings trilogy again soon. But I want to refer you all first, before I go into this experience, to the message that I put up a couple days ago called "Judgment is Firmly Upon These Karmics." Do you hear that wind chime? Okay, that's the confirmation. Judgment is firmly upon these karmics. There ain't enough wind blowing for that chime to go off like that. That's just a spiritual confirmation, baby. And let me tell you, I haven't been out here in a while to sit down because it's been raining alternately with lots of humidity. And I just haven't been out here in a while to just sit for a while. But that chime going off, I haven't heard that chime going off in ever since it's been put up. Like, so that was very symbolic. Okay, ringing of the bells. Okay. So I put up that message the other day called "Judgment is Firmly Upon Karmics." And Those of you who have listened for a while have heard me and have watched me prophesy things that come to pass soon after. And or you've witnessed synchronicities. Okay, the dragonfly flew away from the pile and then it flew right back. So obviously it wants to sit here and listen. It's about 50 or 60 feet away. So you all have watched me prophesy things and declare things. And I will be telling you periodically about the insects and the birds and things that I notice out here, because it all happens when I'm here. And before I started recording, there was a crow greeting me. And again, the dragonfly is now is chasing some other insect. It looks like a smaller dragonfly, but there was a wasp that just came kind of close to me. I don't see them out here too often, but it was kind of close. So anyway, that thumbnail that I used was a thumbnail of a Grim Reaper. And the Grim Reaper had a revolver in its hand. And it had a badge, a police badge, around its neck. Even though the police badge had a black band on it. There's a special purpose for when law enforcement officers put black bands on their badges like that. You'll have to look it up to see what that's about. But, people that know the code know the code. So there was the Grim Reaper with the badge on. Judgment is firmly upon karmics. I don't choose thumbnails unless I'm told to choose that very thumbnail. I will look through hundreds of pictures if I need to, and then I will stop and choose the one that I'm told to choose. Okay? Meaning by my guides, my ancestors, the Most High, etc. Now, I'm feeling a few raindrops on me. Even though it's sunny, we've got some really, really fluffy cumulus clouds. And cumulus clouds bring rain. So, it's like there's few little droplets coming down, even though it's hot as a motherfucker out here. Now, I'm not complaining. You know, Most High, don't take this as no complaint about the weather. Because I damn sure ain't complaining compared to how motherfucking hot it was last summer. We're in a grand solar minimum, and I know some people who are on their metaphysical, spiritual, esoteric journey, who are higher-minded and who have a cosmic consciousness above the earth realm, will say, well, you know, the scientists are lying, and they've told us we're in a grand solar minimum, but we're not. No, we fucking are. Have you noticed how much cooler this summer is compared to last summer and the summer before that? If you have not noticed, beloveds, you might want to go back and look at them temperature records and see how it was a fucking 110 degrees. 105. It ain't got that damn hot here in South Carolina since last summer. Matter of fact, we had a couple of days last week that was only 78, 80 degrees, which is extremely cool for this time of year. We get sometimes 80 degrees in fucking December. And so I can feel a drastic difference in the heat compared to recent years. It was so motherfucking hot one summer. I was like, fuck it, I'm leaving this state and I ain't never moving back. That was like before I went to Finland. I was like, I'm so glad to leave here. This heat is unbearable, you know. And then I went over there and enjoyed that fucking winter. I was glad to be in the fucking cold. I was like, fuck this. Fuck that damn South Carolina heat. I'm glad to be in the Arctic cold. And even that winter was mild by Finnish Arctic standards. And they had very low snowfall for that winter. That was the winter of 2019. Now, last winter of 2020, they was feeling it, baby. They their snow did the damn thing. Last winter, I remember. All right, I pay attention to news around the world. So last winter they was like, yeah, this is more like it. But I missed the good winter in Finland. Either way it go, that thumbnail that I chose was, as I do all my thumbnails, one that I was directed to choose. Even the thumbnails that I edit and put my own little, you know, titles and letters and stuff on, even those are divinely guided. Okay, the thumbnail that I chose for the necromantic gnosis video was a thumbnail of Sothis, also known as Sopdet, S-O-P-D-E-T. She is the cosmic version of Isis. Okay, she's the star consciousness version of Isis. So they told me to choose that one because it was Sopdet or Sothis. Sothis was in the reading very heavily. And also the two pillars on the thumbnail represented the Lionsgate portal. And there was just a lot of lion-y energy on that as well. So the thumbnail that I chose for the Judgment is Firmly Upon Karmic's video was divinely guided as well. And the experience that I had last night was very interesting. Now, I know some people, before I get into this, will say, well, Bree, you chose that thumbnail and your mind is just remembering the thumbnail, so your mind made you seem like the same thing. No, that's not what it is. I'm going to tell you it's not what it is, because it doesn't happen like that with any other thumbnails that I use. And y'all may not know, but on my main channel, I have 800 some, almost 900 videos and uploads on my main channel, Metaphysical Life Mastery. On my second channel, I still have a good 400. So we talking over 1,000 videos between two channels. That does not include podcast episodes that are not posted anywhere else except for on podcasts. And that does not include content that I used to have on my old channel that was in the BWE sector that I still have on my hard drives. The videos that I did back then, I still have on hard drives, and I still have backed up on my older phones. So we talking 2,000-3,000 videos. Because I think my old channel in the BWE, Black Women's Empowerment Sector, Divestment Sector, I think I had a good 1,000 on that channel. So we talking about 3,000 uploads, podcast episodes, live streams, and videos. Okay? So no, it's never happened with any other thumbnail. Okay. I don't know if you can hear him or her, but there is a turtle dove that is speaking in the background. I heard another one this morning. They usually choose to be in the pine tree directly above the house. And then this one is in front of me. And I also heard a slight rumble of thunder. Now, I can see some dark clouds off in the distance. But I don't know. See, let me see. Which way is the wind blowing? Hold on. Well, they're not moving. That stormy, I don't know. It's some over there. It's some storm clouds over here. Either way, it doesn't appear to be coming this way, but I do hear a very faint rumble of thunder. And keep in mind, my hearing is very sensitive, so I hear stuff that other people don't hear. Plus, I'm clairaudient. Hey, boo. Hey, I hear you, turtle dove. Okay, so I've taught you all also about the turtle dove symbolism. If you want to check that out and go back down my timeline, you'll see something about a barred owl and a turtle dove. Or the morning dove. Okay. You may be able to hear the thunder. I don't know. I'm on Bluetooth, so I don't know if you can hear it or not. But last night I had an experience. There was a young man, and I have not seen this young man spiritually or at all in years. There was a young man that I went to high school with. He was an African-American young man, or a black young man, and he lived in my neighborhood, not exactly on my street, but we were all like Air Force kids, and our parents were either active duty or they were recently retired, and so we all knew each other from the base. They called us the base kids or the 5,000 area kids, because base housing on Shaw Air Force Base was divided up into thousands. So we had like the 3,000 area, the 4,000 area, the 5,000 area, and depending on what area you lived in, depending on like the size of your house. And so the bigger families had to live in a 5,000 area because those were the bigger homes. And so I lived in a 5,000 area. His family lived off base, but right behind the base, like a lot of the kids did. If their family didn't live in base housing, they would live right behind the base. And even if their parents were still active duty and they used to live in base housing, they would get out of base housing and then buy a house like right in the area so that they didn't have a long commute from work. So they would live right around the base. And this young man I went to school with, he was always very cool, very laid back. Like everybody knew him. Like everybody knew him. Everybody knew dude. And I don't want to say his name because, just in case somebody's listening that's related to him, I don't want to trigger anybody. But Now, I'm not looking, mind you, I don't have my other phone with me. I don't have my tablet. I'm just sitting outside recording on this phone, on my main phone. And so I didn't look this up, but I remember hearing that he had died some years back. And it shocked me because I wasn't even living in South Carolina at the time, and I had heard through Facebook that he had died. And I can't remember whether he was murdered or whether he committed suicide. And so those who know me in real life locally, if you picking up on who I'm talking about, young man was from Philadelphia. He was from Philly. And he was light-skinned, okay? And he used to hang out with these dudes from behind the base. And you know who them dudes was. I'm not going to call their names. You know, they used to all hang together. Right? They was all military children. So he died. I'm just going to say he died. I think he was murdered. I can't remember. I think he was murdered. But I haven't seen him since then. This was years ago. This is almost damn 10 years ago. It feels like almost 10. It might have been less than that. I don't know. I know it's between 7 to 10 years ago because... Wait a minute. It could be between 4 to 7 years ago. He died in Philadelphia because when he got out of high school, eventually he moved back home. Because he was from Philly, living down here. A lot of people from up north move down here. I know quite a few people from New Jersey. A lot of my exes are from New Jersey and New York. All right. He moved back to Philly and ended up dying. And last night I saw him on Astro. This is the first time I have seen him since I learned of his death. I wasn't able to go to the funeral. Because... there's been several people that have either passed away that I went to high school with that have passed away or committed suicide that I wasn't able to go to their funerals because I was either out of state or I learned of it after the fact, after the funeral. That happened to several people that I knew well in high school. I didn't learn of their deaths until after they had already been buried. So when I would come home, if I could, I would go and, you know, lay flowers at their grave and stuff like that. But I didn't come down here often when I lived out of state. So I saw him on Astro last night, but he looked exactly the same except for his hair was longer and he had dreadlocks. He had locks. I don't know what this young man's, and I'm saying young man's because he looked like he did in high school. He didn't, he aged very gracefully. He didn't age rapidly, you know, so it's not like he looked young in high school and then he looked 15 years older just 5 years later. No, he looked like the same, like as I remember him in 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. So, but his hair was different. He had dreadlocks. The experience that I had that he was in was like something out of that Bone Thugs and Harmony music video called The Crossroads. And let me tell you, dude, nobody's perfect, right? But dude was real, really, really a stand-up guy even in this life. Like, nobody ever told me nothing bad about him. I never had a bad encounter with him. I never saw him in no fucked up ass shit. He was just cool. He was laid back like that. He would strike one as an old soul. His soul was just like his energy. And, you know, now that I've, you know, it's years later. I've been out of high school for motherfucking 15 years. So, no, actually, it's 19 years. But I don't know why I got 15, but 19 years. Now that I know more about souls and energy and stuff, and I've had a lot more experiences, even back then, you could tell he was way beyond his years. He just had a very laid-back, easy energy. He really reminds me of one of the dudes from Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like, it wasn't Crazy Bone. It would be Lazy Bone. Like, he had a Lazy Bone type of energy, just very, very, very chill. Like, almost like not even fucking breathing, just gliding through the fucking earth. It was just really, really unusual for a high schooler. So when I think back about him, especially because I saw him last night for the first time ever on Spiritual Realm, when I think back about that, I'm like, yeah, you an old soul. And then his hair not being how he used to wear it, his hair was in locks, was significant because I have my hair in locks now. It's not how I used to wear mine. And sometimes when I see people in the spiritual realms, if they've passed on or transitioned, they will have their hair locked, or it'll be just, or it'll be natural, or it'll be something different. Like very rarely do I see them bald or with some kind of, you know, modern hairstyle. Usually it's locks, or it's a fro, or it's just loose hair, loose natural hair. No matter what their ethnicity or their race is, if it's a lot of times if I see a man of another persuasion, he'll have a beard. He won't be all fancy and clean cut like Western society wants people to be a lot of times. As if you've noticed, beards have become very, very, very popular over the last couple of years. Even Ted Cruz ass up there got a rugged ass beard. Okay, Senator Ted Cruz. I don't care for his ass, but that's another story for another day. So I saw him, and the primary experience was he was with me the whole experience. This was a long experience. It felt like a couple of hours because I wake up every couple of hours at night. Like every 2 to 3 hours I get up. So this had to be at least an experience that lasted at least 2 hours. And if when I got up out of it, I was like, yeah, that was some heavy shit. He was with me, but the whole time he was with me, he was like not supervising me, but he was like watching me and talking to me and communicating with me. But there was a problem in the experience. There was a woman, she struck me more as an immature girl, like a young 20-something girl. I feel like she was older than that in 3D chronological age, but her spirit was young and dumb. Young and fucking dumb. Okay. Young, reckless, dumb, young, and full of goddamn cum is what I'm feeling like I need to say. Hot-headed, hot in the goddamn ass. Need her motherfucking grill towed back because she talked too goddamn much. One of them motherfuckers. Yeah, I don't like her fucking spirit. And I'm thinking about it now. I whooped her motherfucking ass and then I popped her in the spirit. You goddamn right. I'm not making light of it because it's very serious. Because I don't have to kill too many people on Astral. I don't have to whoop too many people's asses like that. A lot of times I just be standing there like, and other people just get them. Other angels just get them. Other deities just get them. I be standing there like with my arms folded like the motherfucking general, like get them. And they just get, I don't have to put my hands on nobody too much. I don't have to put my hands on people too much on Astral. So for me to have to not only whoop, trash her ass and then kill her on Astral, that speaks to whatever it was that she did was serious. And that's why the whole energy of the experience was very serious. I can't consciously recall what all this soul, this of this girl has done. I'm gonna refer to her as a girl. She ain't a woman. She was in a woman's body, but she ain't no fucking woman. I don't know what all she had done. I can't recall that consciously because there's a lot of things that I know spiritually that I don't have access to consciously. Either way, her number came up last night. Last night, Tuesday, August 10th, 2021, in the 3D realm, her motherfucking number came up. Her card got pulled. Meet me at the crossroads so you won't be lonely. Meet me at the crossroads. I don't know what this woman, girl, whatever the fuck was up to, but it was something heinous, and I'm gonna tell you why. This young man that died some years ago was talking to me the whole time, and he was standing there supervising, and whatever it was he said to me, when I appeared, he was speaking to me. It was like almost like a meeting of the minds, and I'm like, okay, bet, 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 G, bet. All right, appreciate you, appreciate the details. And I'm interacting with him like that, and he just calm, just telling me, whatever. And I'm like, okay. And then I noticed a whole bunch of other spirits of people around. They was all dressed in white. He was dressed in white. The other spirits all of a sudden became like very evident. But let me tell you, these were spirits of young people. I don't know who these young people are, but they are the spirits of young people, youth, all under the age of 15. And I'm saying 15 because that's why I slipped up and said I've been out of school 15 years. No, these youth were all under the age of 15. They were all in white. Go watch the Bone Thugs and Harmony, the Crossroads video where them people was going up the hill, going up the mountain in all white. That's exactly what they looked like. All of these youth appeared, and so he tells me, whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop, XYZ, and I'm like, okay, affirmative, all right, got you, appreciate you, appreciate you. And he's continuing to talk to me, and as he's talking, all these other youth appear. Now, he's way older than 15, but I'm just saying, even when he passed away, he was way older than 15. All these youth appear, and it was almost like a group home. It reminded me of like a youth center, a group home. It was an older home. But they were just popping up. And it was like as much space as there was in that building, like in that space. It was like a room. Maybe if I had to estimate size, it'd probably be like a room the size of 100 feet by 150 feet. So as much space as there was for people to stand, that's how many youth spirits were there in all white. And then there were some moving around through the hallways and going up and down the stairs and going in and out of the bathroom. And I'm like, I didn't even think twice about what is this place. Obviously, my soul knew and my higher self knew. This girl was behind me and he's giving me a report, a situational report, what I call a spiritual sit rep. He's giving me a report on whatever this person is up to or done or need, whatever need to be addressed. Because I'm there on official duty. I'm not there to bullshit. And as soon as he said what he needed to say, I said, okay. And I turned around and she was there and she started talking shit to me. She was standing behind me like as if you would be facing another person, like I was facing him face to face. We're about 6 feet apart. More like maybe 10 feet apart. And he's like, this, and this. And I'm facing him directly. And she's behind me over my right shoulder talking behind me, running her mouth behind my head, maybe about 6 feet behind me. And so every time he says something, she's like, no it ain't, and you fucking bitch, and you did it, and it's like the disrespect off of that bitch was off the goddamn chain. I ain't run across nobody that fucking disrespectful on Astro in a long goddamn time. I'm going to be honest with you. I have not run across a disrespectful motherfucker on Astro or in the spiritual realms like that. That just a talk and run their mouth like that in a long goddamn time. I can't even remember ever running across somebody that goddamn disrespectful. Because you can clearly see that he's a high vibrational soul. And not in a human body anymore because he's dressed in all white. Now, I be in the astral realms in all white. Sometimes people see me, but I'm still in a human body. But these were people that have died. These were youth that have died. And I'm not going to say all of them are dead, but I'm going to say most of them are. Most of them are dead. Not to be disrespectful, but most of them are transitioned. They're no longer in the earth realm. And the ones that are alive are there on official witness. They're there as like witnesses. Okay. Now let me add this caveat because I'm going to tell you this. And then I'm going to get to what the fuck happened to the bitch. My sister Kenyatta Numhika told me just the other day that I got to set some other children free. That this is part of my mission, to set children free, youth free, from wherever they may be. She told me this about 5 days ago. And last night I was on in this realm where all of these youth were. She told me this privately. And I said, okay. And I said, I accept the responsibility. This is what I told her privately. I accept the responsibility. I am honored that that's laid upon me. It's a blessing. Okay, some storm clouds are rolling up, so let me go on and get on to the point. It's a blessing, and I'll handle it, is what I told her in 3D through private text. And then last night I was on it. She up there, this woman talking, this bitch on Astral talking all this shit. Obviously this bitch had a hand in something to do with these youth. I don't know if she's one of these bitches that run a goddamn coven, or I mean, she's too irresponsible to be running it. She may have been somebody who was helping lure children, you know, because that shit goes on. She strikes me as like a motherfucker that's like bait, you know, like somebody that go and catch bait, lures children, lures youth. She ain't got enough hardness. She ain't got enough balls. She ain't got enough clitoral fortitude. She ain't got enough motherfucking spiritual clout or hardness or sense about herself. She ain't got enough. She don't have enough Machiavellianism to run no coven on no dark shit like that, on no satanic shit like that, to be doing that to youth. For me to be called in to not just put her down, not just beat her ass, but kill her, that means some heavy shit. And the reason why I'm having to report this, my ancestors and guys are telling me, you're having to tell this because this is a warning for the other people. Now you hear the thunder and confirmation. This is a warning for the other people, the higher ups. Your piece of bait, your goddamn dude girl done got killed. And my guides said, and you need to tell them she is dead. Physically dead. She didn't just die in the spirit. She's physically dead. So I don't know where this shit is going on consciously. They may reveal some clues to me. They may not, for my own fucking security. You know, when you busting up goddamn pedophile rings and covens and shit that do this kind of stuff, you can't know the conscious. Some people know it, but I'm not allowed. Not the kind of status I got. I covert op shit. I'm not allowed to remember or know, okay, this is in Alabama or this is in Arizona or this is in Cali. If they tell me that, they'll tell me if they decide to, but I won't be allowed to say anything about it. So I don't know where it's at, but they're telling me to transmit it because a lot of powerful people listen to me, okay? And I know the sinister nature of human society, and the dragonflies are back listening, okay? So let me just tell you right now, if you goddamn drone, you didn't have to do all of that. You could just listen through my goddamn phone. Because see, they do that shit too. They be sending drones and shit. Not actual military drones like that. I mean, like, well, if there are, they're too high for me to see and hear, but... Talking about the little micro insect drones that they be telling y'all they be inventing. Yeah, they be using them shits to spy on you too. Anyway, if you're a high level covert operative in the spirit like I am, they gotta keep tabs on you, baby. But they usually make this shit a little less obvious for me. But anyway, after he said what he had to say, and I noticed all these youth around, I'm like looking and she just talking, and then she gets even like when the children and the youth started coming, it's like she got even more angry, like, why the fuck are you here, bitch? You're not gonna do anything, yada yada. You know how like somebody just says whatever they can say just to try to hit you where it hurts. What she was saying wasn't hurting me, it was just infuriating me, because it's like, you're super disrespectful. She was running her mouth so goddamn much that she didn't realize that he wasn't just giving me a report of what she's responsible for and why I ought to handle it the way I ought to handle it. He's telling me stuff to incriminate her in spiritual courts, and also infuriating me to the point she doesn't realize that I'm not just there to hear what he got to say and be a witness. She doesn't realize I'm there to kill her. And the wind picked up at that moment when I said that. So she said about 3 or 4 and a half more sentences, and I turned around, and I remember before I fell asleep last night, because they'll make me sleepy when they have something for me to do that's urgent. A lot of people, I've told y'all that before, for those that didn't hear it, people may be like, Well, girl, you go to bed early. You go to bed so early. Sometimes they force me to get tired. Like they like put me down so that I have to go and handle something. And as long as I'm awake, I can't deal with it like that. I have to go to sleep. So it may appear to be early for some people, but it may be because whatever I gotta do is gonna take several hours. And then they want me to go and handle that in the spiritual realms or on the astral realm, and there's the eagle flying way off in the distance. Whatever it is they want me to handle, they want me to go ahead and take time to do that, whether it takes a couple hours, our time or not, and then have time to sleep. Like to not be, traveling. So that's why they'll send me to bed early when I have stuff like that to do. And which is usually every night I have something to do, usually every night. Like is that busy. And so it tends to be that I go to bed at an earlier time every night, and sometimes I'll get up again at 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock or 3 or whatever. But I get up every couple of hours. So if I go and handle something, and I come back 3 hours later, and it's like midnight, I'll be up. I'll wake up. As soon as I get back, I'll wake up. That's what happens. As soon as I get back, I'll wake up. I need a snack. I need to go to the bathroom. Whatever. It's like getting off the plane, bitch. It's time for me to get something to eat. I done got off of this motherfucking red eye flight. I need something to eat. So she didn't realize I was there to kill her. So she was talking, 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 talking. And before I went to sleep last night, I saw brass knuckles on my hands, on my right hand, because I'm right hand dominant. Before I went to sleep last night, they put brass knuckles in my mind's eye. And I'm like, why out of all weaponry am I thinking about brass knuckles before I go to sleep? I just get into bed and I'm like, brass. So I said, okay, I just let this stuff happen. I just let it happen. So the brass knuckles came up, and I actually saw my hand with brass knuckles on them before I went to sleep. It was in my mind's eye. So I drift off. He tells me she's going off. I turned around. Those brass knuckles were on my hand. I went right in her fucking, right onto the bridge of her nose with them brass knuckles. She fell back, hit the floor, and then I pulled out my pow pow and I shot her right there. Point blank. That was it. It wasn't no tussling. It wasn't no scrapping. It was just knock you down, pow, that's it. And then after that, I don't know what happened to the, I don't know what happened to her. Her remains. I don't know what happened, because what I do know is when I decked her and I pulled out pow, I turned around there. I caught myself in the ref, in a reflection of a mirror or a window, and when I caught myself in the reflection, it was me just like I look now, except my hair was up. Like, I don't know if my hair was cut short or what, but it was me, but I had on all black, and I had a one of those dog tag chains, steel, stainless steel ball necklaces that they put police badges on and military IDs on, dog tags on. I had one of those on, that same gold badge that was in that thumbnail of that Grim Reaper that I used on that Judgment is Firmly Upon Karmic's video. I had the same exact kind of badge around my fucking neck, y'all. I ain't never seen myself with a badge around my neck like that. I turned around. I saw myself in a reflection. I think it was a mirror. Yes, a mirror. Because when I first woke up this morning, recalling this experience and trying to remember the details, I wasn't going to report it to y'all. But then they told me, no, you need to tell that. I remember it distinctly being a mirror, and it swung. I saw it swing, and I saw the gold of a badge, like a DEA, ATF type of badge, Marshals type of badge. So when people were calling, the people that were attacking me not long ago on YouTube had started calling me a spiritual investigator. They knew who I fucking was. Detectives wear badges like that. They started calling me low key. They didn't want me to know they was calling me that. But I caught them. I caught screenshots, and I caught them calling me a spiritual investigator. They knew who the fuck I was. And so when I turned around to walk away and turn away from her remains, that badge swung. It was a gold badge on a chain like that. And me and the young man went off, and we continued to correspond and talk, and he wanted to show me things, and he took me to other areas where there were more and more and more children and more youth, and they were in all white, and they were just, it was hundreds and hundreds of them. And near, towards the end, he basically said something, I can't remember exactly what he said, but my spirit is like remembering, he said something about this is just the beginning. Like, you think this is something. You think this is something. And so when I came out of it, my spirit and my mind was very heavy. Not only because I had to, I don't care about getting rid of her. Fuck her. Whatever she did, she deserved it. My spirit was heavy because he laid that on me like, yo, like, you do you see how many there are? I'm like, yeah, like, I was like, what? And that ties me back to what Kenyatta told me privately. She said, you're going to be used to free children. But do you think they would use me to do that if I didn't have the stomach for it? If I couldn't handle it? This is why I tell you, people play too much. They don't know who they fucking with on the spiritual. They don't know who's got the clout in the spirit. You know, they don't understand who the fuck is handling shit. They don't understand that it could be, by messing with me, you're thwarting some kind of important spiritual mission for not only very powerful people, but for the Most High and other divine beings. So this is why I was going to become a lawyer, attorney, or judge. This is why I also consider becoming a cop in this life. Not just a coppa, a cop. No, I meant course I would have had to start out as an officer, but no, I would have become a detective, and then I would have become a prosecutor. I would have just went on up, you know. That was my path. And if not in that, it would have been in medicine, because of my Virgo rising and my Mars in Virgo. That's that magician, sorcerer, pharmakia. And I also could have gone and gotten my PharmD, but bitch wasn't trying to pay no $80K for no South Carolina pharmacy school, I tell you that much. I'm trying to pay it. I got all my want. My loans are gone. I ain't got no motherfucking student loans. That was a blessing from the Most High. Got this shit wiped out. Okay. So people, when they interfere with others, I know people might be like, oh girl, you just read tarot. No, like, you have no idea what kind of shit I see. And the fact that I had to get rid of somebody, and they're now physically gone. But think about it. Think about how many souls. I'm not trying to justify it. I ain't got to justify nothing to no human beings, because the Most High sent me to do that. Michael is a killer. I told you. I'm Archangel Michael. I told you. I'm Hades. I told you Michael's a killer. I've been telling y'all that for fucking months. Michael is a fucking killer. That don't mean he an axe murderer and he just killed for the joy of it. No. Justice can be death. Justice in the old days was death. It's still death. Get on up out of here. You don't know how to treat other human beings. Get on up out of here. You don't deserve to be in no human body. If you feel that what you do to other human beings makes you more powerful, then you don't deserve to have a vessel yourself. It's just cut and dry like that. So now I don't have to justify my actions in the spirit to nobody. I'm just reporting it because they told me to report it to warn these other motherfuckers. That was a low ranking one that got put down like that. She literally got put down like a feral dog in the street. And I don't have no problem with dogs. Not trying to make any people who are sensitive about animals, you know, feel no kind of way, because I love animals. I am a cat whisperer. And some people say I look like a cat. I do look like a fucking cat. Somebody told people, readers have been coming out with this for years, where they've been saying, you were along with the cat people. Yes, that's why I saw Kemet. You know, is close to me, and other lion type of feline goddesses and gods, and why I'm a Leo in Vedic, okay, and why cats have been protective of me all my life. But this has been put out as a warning to the other people. Whatever, whoever this is gonna ping, it's for them. Just be forewarned that I'm on to you. And it's not just me, but I'm one of the ones that's on to you. If you're doing this kind of stuff with children, I'm on to you. I may not know you in real, like, consciously in real life, but I'm on to you. And so if one of your low-level peons, one of your low-level mules and lures was put down like that, what do you think is going to happen to you? If you're involved in this kind of, how can I say, nefarious business. Now, I also need to say this, as far as the message for the other people. This bitch that attacked me, that I said ended up in a mental hospital or whatever, she knows me somehow. I don't know how the fuck she knows me, but she knows me. I've come to the understanding that maybe she's been reporting on me or whatever, or keeping an eye on me or whatever, for some kind of lessening of her real life and her spiritual crimes. Well, it ain't nothing negative for you to report on, but she is working as some kind of spiritual and physical informant. All right? But she fucked up when she attacked me, though, because that was out of her ego. Nobody told her to do that. And I just heard damn right in my spirit. So nobody told her to do that. Nobody told her to attack me. Okay, she did it because she wanted to. And that's why she got what she got. And if she tries it again, that will just be what, that will just be the beginning. Now let me tell this other man his message. You who have the fitness business, you're a king. You knew you was a king. You still a king, and you have a brother. What you need to understand is you are in jeopardy of losing your divine birthright and your divine heritage. Your, how can I say, your crown. You are at risk of losing that because your brother has to walk his own path. So if you would like to lose it, then that will be on you. May I know that maybe you feel responsible as the older or the elder. And feeling like, well, I got more of an important birthright than him. He had an important birthright too, but it got stripped from him. If you want to piss off your crown for him, when he not going to be responsible anyway, with whatever you think you can give him, then you can do that. But you've been warned, you're going to lose it. You keep on what you're doing. You're going to lose it. And if you think he got a bad life, you wait and see what happened when a king falls from grace. You hear the lightning and the thunder? Well, the thunder's coming. The thunder's backing me up. The crows are backing me up and the thunder gods. The Most High is backing me up. I can't cause the thunder to roll. Oh, actually, I can, but I'm just saying. I can't cause the thunder to roll at the exact moment like that. I'm in a human body. I ain't sleep. Okay, a lot of the shit I do be when I'm asleep, but there's an eagle flying overhead. So if you want to lose what you have been blessed with, then you do that. You also need to look twice at this woman you're with. Talking to the king here. You need to look twice at this woman that you're with. Because something ain't right about dad. Now, if you want to piss off not only your crown, but the crown of whatever child is supposed to be coming, then you go, you know, you feel like it's worth that, then you do that. You got free will. Can't say that nobody, black crow just flew over my head. You can't say that I didn't tell you that it's dangerous to do that and that it ain't going to, it won't be no coming back from it if you do it. You won't get no another, you won't get another chance. You ain't going to come back in. No other life is a king if you lose it this time. The Most High is tired of people. Okay. And the crows are very active, so. I've already warned these people who were, this, well, I'll say this person who was attacking me. I know you were warned after the little emails you sent. I know you were warned that if you bother me again or you send me any more emails that they will kill you. And you know who they are. They're going to kill you if you do it again. And I know you have some kind of problem with your mind. And actually, you have a lot of fucking problems with your mind. And you're not a sharp tool in the shed. Okay. But I think you and I both know you have enough fucking sense to know what it means to be living versus dead. Your bloodline is already going in with you. That child that you was pregnant with is already not coming through you. Yeah, we know about that too. And I'm saying we because I'm saying we. We know about that too. We know you went to the clinic. So see, the Most High don't want you bringing no more bloodlines out of your loins because you got enough tombstones lining you. Don't you, Arlington Cemetery? Don't you? You got enough, right? Enough death on you, right? They told you that if you bother me again and you write me any more fucking emails, you will die. They said they're going to kill you. I know they said it. And my ancestor just said, yeah, they did. Okay. I know they told you they're going to kill you if you do it again. Because they've told you to leave me the fuck alone. I got shit to do. All right? So I'm going to tell you one last time. Because I've been warning you for months. Kenyatta have warned you in that Scorpio reading she did. She said, yeah, they're going to leave you alone because if they don't, they're going to fucking die. We've already warned you enough times. We won't be warning you no more. You hear how many fucking crows is out here? Don't crows bring harbingers of death? Or aren't they harbingers of death? Do you hear some? Let me be quiet so you can hear these fucking crows. Okay, so you've been warned. If you come bothering me again, the next time I'm not going to be quiet about it because the other night when I put up that narcissistic karmics reading and that video exposing your emails, you came, digging in my fucking sacral chakra, digging in my hip, my left hip this time, and doing a tickling sensation around my solar plexus above my navel. I know you do that. You always do that shit. You always do that shit. And I know that they told you that if you bother me again, they are going to kill you. A black bitch living with her fucking mama is expendable. I just told you I got rid of somebody. Maybe you need to hear that. I know they told you that for you to understand. You telling me that you respect me as an occultist, don't take no heat off of your back because you've already done enough. Because, see, they've warned you that they're going to kill you if you do it again. The reason why they've warned you is because they have stuff that I have to do, not only for them, but for the world. That's why the American corporation government wanted me to acknowledge them. Now, let me say this. They also understand that they're warning you that they're going to kill you if you do it again. Because they know then, if you do it again, I'm going to be allowed to kill you. So is it going to be them or is it going to be me? Or are you going to keep your fucking hands and your mouth to yourself? See, they told you, if you bother again, we're going to kill you. And see, they would do it for me. I won't have to get my hands dirty. They'll do it. I know you have experience with Kenyatta tearing your ass up on Astral and tying you up into a fucking bow, into a knot, bitch. See, that's all she did to you. But like I decked that bitch with them brass knuckles and popped her point blank range, you'll have a far worse fate with me because, see, you've run up a nasty tab with me with the things you've done. You've run up a real nasty tab, a real, real, real expensive bill with me and with others. Now the cicadas are going off confirming. If you want to know what the spiritual symbolism about cicadas are, then you go look that up, because they're another symbol of transformation, aka fucking death. to the other one that was fucking around with the Satanists. I don't have nothing to say to you or about you. I've said enough about you. You're expendable too, and not just by them. Okay. I just saw a white moth. White moth. I just saw a white moth. Where are you, baby? The interesting thing was, I just saw a white moth and it was flying and it disappeared. Like it just went out of this realm. It's not over here in the grass. I walked right up to where it is and it's not here in the grass. So see, there's a lot of spiritual activity around me at all times. A tiny white moth about the size of a pencil eraser was just flying and then it just blip, gone. Like it wasn't even there. And I'm out here under the open sky. The sun is gone behind the clouds, or the clouds have gone in front of the sun, rather. But I ain't got no problems with my vision. I got 20/15 vision when I have my contact lenses in. Okay? It's gone. I told you what the ancestors just said. White moths are a symbol of ancestors. Okay. People are going to be leaving this planet in droves. They're going to have their lives destroyed if they've been on the wrong side. It's part of the reason why we got a lot of fires going on in certain areas. Okay. Now, I don't have no problem with people that may have been on the wrong path at one time who want to do better. That's good if you want to do better. But as for the ones that still think and are still trying to negatively affect my energy field and or bother me in any kind of way that is pestering, negative, assaulting, disrespectful, problematic. If you think you're going to do that spiritual shit and that you're not going to get nothing back, baby, you might want to go back and listen to my last 100 videos where I've been telling people and warning people about the things that are coming. Not just to the ones that bother me, but in general. When I said there would be nuclear fallout for karmics, well, guess what? They lost their fucking power. The ones that had their little channels running amok, yeah, down. Dog barking confirmation. They lost their power, dog barks. Jezebel don't have no power here. Now, for those that are spooked, I didn't mean to spook you. But it is what it is. If you done listen long enough, you know what time it is over here. Anyway, I'm about to go. Because it's getting kind of late. And I need to go and order me some food because I ain't cooking tonight. I ain't turning on no damn oven tonight. It's too damn hot to be fucking around with the oven today. I might cook my chicken tomorrow in the oven. Make me a nice roast chicken and roast potatoes. Dinner, baby. Mm-hmm. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day, night, evening, or morning, whatever time it is when you see this. And I'll be back with y'all soon. Probably see y'all in a couple days, if not before then. Whenever I have an impromptu message. If it go live tonight, if it goes hot, if we go hot tonight, baby. Meaning me and Delta Force, if we go hot tonight and I got something to report to you, you know I'll be back tomorrow. You know I'll be back. You know how I do. To the king. Pay attention to what I said to you now. Because it ain't just about you and your brother. Your brother is one. You got a long lineage up underneath you, king, because you are a king. So it ain't just your brother. You got a long lineage to be responsible for, okay? Consider also that you have a niece in the astral. So if your brother don't want to act right and he want to shuck and jive, either talk to him and help him get himself together or make the choices that you need to make to save yourself. Because I'm going to tell you, you don't need to be the captain to go down with the ship. You don't need to be it. Now, I'm not telling you to sacrifice your brother, leave your brother hanging. I'm just saying either help him or make your decision about not being involved with some of the stuff he's doing, because he's racking up some bad strikes in the spirit. Earlier, I told, you know who I told? I told the archangel. I told the archangel and I said, I see this hand, this black hand with claws on it. Every time they do that shit, got a strike. Now, it wasn't in regards to you or your brother. It was in regards to somebody else. My point is that deity protects her, meaning Anubis. Anubis was sitting there like, okay, oh, another dream infiltration today, August 10th. Okay, strike one, strike two. But it was already a bunch of strikes there. See, so be careful. Weigh your pros and your cons wisely. All right? You as a king already know how to do that. You already know how to do it. Is it worth you losing your whole lineage and sending them to hell? And I'm talking proverbially, but no, I mean literally. Some of you are familiar with this verse in the Bible. You know, as a king, you are responsible for not just yourself, but a whole kingdom, meaning a whole lineage, a whole ancestral body. Your brother want to act crazy or act whatever or not do his work to fix himself or to accept the help being offered to him or to rise, try to redeem himself. And I'm not talking about in the eyes of people. I'm talking about if he don't want to get together and stop doing the foolishness he's doing. You may remember that verse in the Bible that said, if your right hand offend thee, you cut it off. If your right hand offends the body, you cut that motherfucker off. That means if he, as one person, is jeopardizing the whole line, cut him off. These are the hard choices people make. Okay? Disrespectful choices they make. If he's not going to be respectful, okay, of other royalty, he needs to be sat down. And you have the power to do it. Now, I'm not telling you you have to do it. I'm just saying, do you want to risk yourself and go down with the ship and both of y'all go out? You want to try to help him? Or do you want to somehow deal with the situation so that you can spare the rest of your ancestral body, your ancestral body politic? It's up to you, okay? It's up to you. You got time to decide, but you ain't got forever. All right, you got time to decide. Let me see. They said, okay, 3 months to the day. So today is 8/11. You got until what? 11/11. You got 3 months till today. 11/11/21, which is 11/11/111. You got 3 months to the day to decide how you gonna deal with that situation and or make the appropriate measures to show some progress that you are handling that with your brother. We ain't saying you gotta move and change house and do all that shit. You know what I'm talking about. You know what kind of black magic he play with. You know what the fuck going on. You got 3 months to the day, and that don't mean y'all can continue to do y'all shit in the meantime and then wait till the last day or wait till the last week or a couple of weeks to get it together. You are going to be watched very closely during the next 3 months. And then time is going to be up on 11/11. Okay? You hear the dog barking in the background? A little dog yipping out there? Okay, there's your confirmation. Now, you can check the spirits. Because I know you're spiritually gifted too, and your whole line is. Your whole line has power for people in the spirit, and the wind is picking up now. See, so they're acknowledging this. The ancestors are here. You hear the wind chime going off. Wind's picking up. They're acknowledging you got a whole line of powerful people in the spirit. Dog barking again. You have a whole line of powerful people in the spirit. You will be watched closely. Okay, and you will determine as the king whether punishment or reward befalls you and your line. And that's all I got to say. So I'll talk to y'all later.